This is the Composer's Datebook for January 25th. I'm John Zeck. In 1960, the Polish composer Witold Lutosławski heard a radio broadcast of John Cage's Piano Concerto, a work that leaves much to chance and is therefore different at every performance. "Those minutes were to change my life decisively," said Lutosławski. "I suddenly realized that I could compose music differently from that of my past." Lutosławski had survived World War II and the Nazis by going underground in Warsaw and managed to maintain his artistic integrity even during the Stalinist post-war years in Poland. Now, we in the West have no idea how attractive the idea of free music, whether improvised jazz, rebellious rock and roll, or even the chance music of John Cage, could be for composers who lived and worked under stifling totalitarian regimes. Lutosławski's chance encounter with chance music resulted in a 1961 piece called Venetian Games, whose score allows performers their own breath of freedom, letting them choose what to play during freely notated improvisational passages. Lutosławski's subsequent symphonies and concertos have come to be ranked among the 20th century's finest. In 1985, he won the $150,000 Grawemeyer Prize, money he promptly used to set up a scholarship to enable young Polish composers to study abroad. Shortly before his death in 1994, Lutosławski received the Order of the White Eagle, his country's highest honor. He was only the second person so honored since the collapse of communism in Poland, the first being Pope John Paul II. Today's date marks the centenary of Lutosławski's birth. Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at TryAncestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.